AnimeCons TV. We're your source for reports and discussions for all things anime conventions and fan conventions. I'm Elizabeth, and each month we take one episode to respond to your questions and your comments. And this month we're going to start with email, because we have no voicemails apparently. So we got an email from our friend James. Dear AnimeCons TV, I found Movie Phone Guy's con report on another anime convention to be light, funny, and entertaining. I loved how he played around with his friends at the con, especially that Pokemon Ghost booth. I also liked how the con arranged its dealer's room and artist alley with the vendors on the outside and the artists in the center. I do wish more cons would do that, as it is both helpful and amazing. It would be easier to find everything as both are in the same room. Ingenious. I also love that another anime convention has an AMV contest. This convention is on my list of cons to go, but now I want to go to it even more. So please give a thanks to Movie Phone Guy. Thanks, Movie Phone Guy. I also wish more cons would have goodie bags, just like the ones that Patrick D just reported on from BlizzCon. Well, thank you for all your videos, and I look forward to next year's videos, as well as the videos for the rest of November and December, like Patrick's con report for KrakenCon. Sad that is the last con report of the year, though. Regardless, I really like your year in review and the top 10 anime convention videos especially, and I'm really looking forward to those. See you all in the new year. From your ever loyal friend and fellow lover and admirer of Japanese anime, this is James the Dark Kiba, wishing you all a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays. Thanks, James. Same to you. Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. Can't believe it's already that time of year. Oh my goodness. So I also went to another anime con. And I had a lot of fun, mostly hanging out with my friends. But the vendors room and the artists were all fantastic. And I don't even think I noticed that the vendors were all on the outside and then the artists on the inside. And now they think about it, I'm like, oh yeah, I was set up that way, which is pretty cool. So I would recommend checking out that con at least once. It has a really great space and it's in a really good location where it's right in downtown Manchester, which is a really cool little city to check out. I definitely spent a lot of time walking around the city in addition to walking around the convention, which was really nice. And it's right in the middle of fall, and fall is like the perfect time to be in New England. And then the other thing about the goodie bags for Patrick D, I would like to see that more too. It's something that conventions can do. What they need to do is reach out to their vendors and their sponsors in order to get these items to give out. That's kind of how they work. The only other con that I know that does this is PAX East, and honestly, their bag quality of stuff in their bag has gone like way, way, way down over the past few years, to the point where people are saying it's not even worth it to pick up the goodie bags. So I would like to see more cons do it. It's just a matter of their vendors and sponsors having the budget to, you know, make 10,000 whatever to put into the goodie bags, and that costs a lot of money. I know, I do marketing for a living. So we got an email from Tongtui. Hello, I would like to know about the vendor space for AnimeCon 2017 in Ontario, California. Okay, so as we said like a million times, we don't run these conventions. What we do is we just provide a resource of all the conventions listed, so then you can reach out to them. Pretty much, I'm pretty sure almost every industry has this. I know in the industry I work in, we're in multiple publications and listings, so that when people need the services like what we provide, they can find us in these listings. But those listings don't actually do those things. That's what we do. So what you want to do is you want to go to our website, and then go to conventions, and then go to the U.S. for 2017. And then there'll be a map that shows up, and then you can click on California, and then look down the list for Ontario, California, or you can hit Control F and search for it in your browser. And there you can find the anime convention for 2017, and it'll bring you to their website, and then look on their contact information for who to reach out to about a vendor space. So that's how you want to do that. We can't do that for you. We don't run the convention. We don't run any of the conventions listed on our website. So good luck, and hopefully you can find what you're looking for on our website. All right, Jake writes, greetings. In October, I attended a well-established anime convention in the Northeast, which I was eager to attend. Generally speaking, I tend to do a bit of research before buying a ticket and hotel reservations, like checking out the guest lineup, notable presenters, past con attendance, as well as general feedback from past con attendees, even when my friends had told me they had fun going there 2 years prior. All of these factors gave me a very strong positive sign. Unfortunately, when I arrived on Friday, I could tell something was off. The convention hall seemed too big, considering the number of attendees present, as well as throughout the convention, almost every panel room was completely empty through the weekend, with the exception of the biggest events of the day, like the masquerade and the industry panels. Even on Sunday, I overheard many of the artist alley and vendors grumbling about the low sales. When I talked to one of the volunteers about this, they told me that this year had a noticeable drop in attendance from the previous year by their estimate of about 25 to 30%. Their guess was that the con staff had a number of internal problems the previous year, which he did not specify. I left Sunday afternoon feeling very underwhelmed with the whole show. Is there anything more I could have done to cop this? It also makes me wonder how a well-established convention could have this much backlash in 1 year. Do you have any tips to try and catch something like this? Thank you for your time, Jake. P.S. If you're curious, it was Anime USA in Washington, D.C. So I'm kind of bummed to hear about that, about Anime USA. I haven't been since 2011? Oh, wow, was that long ago? 2012? 2011, I think. And I had a really good time there. That was back when I was still in Crystal City. I haven't been since it's moved to D.C. So, to try and catch that, it's kind of tricky. Staff internal problems don't always show up on the surface. Sometimes you might see them on the, like, kind of if the con isn't communicating well, if you don't see a lot of updates on the website, if you don't see a lot of staff activity on the forums, maybe. I don't know if those are necessarily red flags. One thing that might be a red flag to try and look out for is how the staff interacts with their attendees on social media. And this is something that's, like, since we started doing podcasts is totally different from when we first started. This wasn't a thing. So see how the staff interacts with attendees on social media, whereas if they're asking questions, or if they have complaints or if they have concerns, how the staff is addressing them. Even if it's just kind of like a canned response of thank you for your concern, we will look into this or we will take this under consideration. That's still better than nothing, and that's better than, so unfortunately, a few cons we've seen where they respond harshly or they're all salty about it, or if they just outright delete bad comments. If you see that, that's a red flag that something like this, or maybe it's not like this, but it might be a con you want to avoid. But for this situation, I don't know. I mean, you looked into it and it has good guests and things like that, and maybe it was just that time of year wasn't good for the attendees usually. I don't know. I know it was I think it was the weekend after AAC, so it's usually around the time that they have the convention, so it's not different. I don't know, maybe it was just a year where people decided to skip it, or maybe the hotel rooms went up too much in price. It could be any number of things. It's a big drop off, though, 25 to 30%. But that's the only thing I can really suggest, is to check their Facebook page and see how their staff interacts with attendees, because that could be the sign of an internal problem, or if they're not communicating well. That's really all I can think of. I hope Anime USA can bounce back from this, because I had a really great time in the years that I went. It's just not one that I can really squeeze into my budget and schedule anymore, but I hope they have good luck next year. Okay, so for YouTube, the J-Rock Freak responded to Movie Phone Guy's report from another anime convention. Love the Stranger Things opening. So Patrick D put that together for that episode, and he said it was a lot of fun to do. He had just finished watching Stranger Things. What took you so long, Patrick? Seriously. I watched it in 2 days, like a while ago. Anyway, so he felt really inspired, and he felt the timing was really great with Halloween. So that was really cool to do, and maybe we can do more of those. If you have suggestions for things for us to parody like that, totally let us know. And in response to the BlizzCon episode, our friend Ruben wrote, "As always, I'm super jealous you go to this. Thanks for sharing your experience." I am not a Blizzard fan, and I'm even super jealous that Patrick went to BlizzCon. I mean, the costumes are just insane. Insane. I always think when you're back in Blizzard games, like, I played Overwatch for, like, 5 minutes. And then I played a little bit of Hearthstone, but I haven't really played any Blizzard games since, like, StarCraft way back in the day, and in World of Warcraft 3. That's how far back I go. And it was funny, it came up in my time op the other day. It must have been right after last year's BlizzCon, where I'm like, oh, I should really get into Blizzard games so I can, like, get into BlizzCon. And then that never really happened, so. Now let's take a look at the anime conventions that are coming up through January 2017, as found on animecons.com. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, next week, Patrick reports from KrakenCon in Oakland, California. Then it's our annual Year in Review on December 5th, followed by our Best of 2016 on December 12th, and our 2017 predictions on December 19th. So we're splitting all that up into multiple episodes. There will be no episode on December 26th because of Christmas, and we hope everyone has a happy holiday. We'll be back on January 2nd with our first episode of our ninth season. How is that possible? And our annual list of the 10 largest anime conventions of the year. And then probably a report on SAC Anime Winter in Sacramento. So our next feedback episode is until 2017, but we want to hear from you. Leave us a voicemail, 762-ADEQUATE, it's somewhere on the screen. And you can also text us at that number. You can send us pictures, stuff you're working on, and maybe we'll feature it in the podcast. Just let us know who you are so we know how to credit you. You can also email us at podcast@animecons.tv. And do you have an Amazon Echo or Echo Dot? You can use it to get a list of conventions for the next week. Go to the Alexa app and look under skills for fancons.com and enable the fancons.com skill. Then just say, Alexa, what's new? And Alexa will tell you what cons are coming up in the next week. You can also find the link to the skill in our show notes. So click that and enable it on your Amazon Echo today. That is really cool. Make sure you and your friends are subscribed to us. So you can subscribe on iTunes. It's itunes.animecons.tv. And search for AnimeCons TV on YouTube. Or you can watch on our site, animecons.tv. And then we're on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Are we on Tumblr? I don't know. We're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for there. So, until next time, which will be in 2017. Holy crap. See you then. Bye. Coming up on AnimeCons TV, next week, Patrick reports from KrakenCon in Oakland.